Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Oklahoma State Cowboys just lost to Tulsa. First time at home since 1951. It's a mess in Stillwater. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Glad you're here joining us on a Friday night for this show, reacting to the stunning loss by the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Once again, the first time since 1951. Tulsa's won at Oklahoma State, when the school was called Oklahoma A&M. That's how bad it is. Golden Hurricane had lost 23 in a row in Stillwater. My goodness. Is this the end of the Mike Gundy era? I don't mean this game, but is this moment the tipping point? If it wasn't 69-3 to Oregon a couple of weeks ago, when is it going to be? What is it going to take now for Mike Gundy to save his job? This is embarrassing. It's pathetic for a team that was in the Big 12 championship game 2 years ago. I mean, by calendar months, it was like 21 months ago. Oklahoma State was playing for a Big 12 championship against Texas, and now they are losing to Tulsa after they lose to Oregon 69-3. Think about what Oklahoma State has done its last few football games. This season, they've got an FCS win. They have a loss to Oregon by 66, and now they're coming off a loss to Tulsa. Last year, the last time we saw them on the field, they lost to Colorado 52-0. This is pathetic. They lost 9 straight last year. Oklahoma State has now gone more than a calendar year of college football without beating an FBS team. The last time Oklahoma State beat an FBS team, it was Tulsa, coincidentally enough, Saturday, September 14th of last year. And before that, it was the Arkansas game the week prior, that double overtime game. Doesn't that Arkansas double overtime win last year feel like a lifetime ago? That feels like a decade ago. That does not feel like it was literally just over a year ago, based on how this season has gone and how the last 12 months have gone, for that matter, for Oklahoma State football. For this game, I mean, they can't tackle. There's missed tackles all over the place. The broadcast crew is rightfully so calling them out for that. The offensive line is giving Zane Flores no time. I know he's the backup, and you lost Hoss Haney, and he looked like the real deal in week one or for the couple of quarters that he played, but I'm not sure that makes much of a difference here. I don't think Zane Flores is really the problem. The problem is the program just doesn't have any depth or real Big 12 talent on it. I mean, individually, it may at different places, different positions, but my goodness, when I watch the game, the guy I'm most impressed with is the punter, Wes Paul. He had a good night, but when the punter's having a good night, you've got yourself a problem. When that's where you're like, that punter was good tonight. That usually doesn't mean your team won the game. That usually doesn't mean your program's in a good spot. And I know some of you are saying Tulsa tried to blow that game, and, you know, listen, you might be right, but it doesn't matter. This is not about one game for Mike Gundy. This is about now 12 months of pathetic football for a team that over the last 12 games is 1-11, with that win being an FCS game. That's what we're looking at for Oklahoma State. Hey, by the way, I forgot to ask you. Make sure you're subscribed right now to the channel on YouTube. Same thing on the podcast. We appreciate you being here as a part of the show. And like the video right now as well. That helps us out a lot. Your comments are rolling in. And I appreciate you guys being here on a Friday night for this emergency show. But you know what? I had to pop on here for a few minutes because of how pathetic of a game that was. And for Gundy, I don't know how he survives here. I mean, I think they would do the right thing and gracefully end this marriage that is now two decades old. I think both sides will want to make this work the right way. They should. Mike Gundy deserves that. But in an NIL era where you've got to pony up and you need the boosters to pay up to get the players, if the boosters close their wallets on you, it's over. And it's always been the case where the boosters have power in college football, but in many ways, the boosters have more power now than they've ever had because you need these guys to write the checks. You need them to put their money on the table in a way that they have never been asked to do at a higher level than ever before. And what booster right now in Stillwater is going to show up and bail out Mike Gundy? I mean, T-Boone's 6 feet under, man. It ain't happening with him. So that person right now just doesn't exist. And if they're done, if they're not going to give Mike Gundy the money that he needs to put a decent product on the field, then there's no way for him to turn this thing around right now. It's an impossible task. And that's where I'm looking at this thing and saying to myself, well, I don't know how this can possibly end other than with Mike Gundy at some point being shown the door, whether he's allowed to play it out this year or not. I don't know. But you're talking about a schedule now where, you know, they've got Baylor next week, then at Arizona. That doesn't look like a layup anymore. Not that anything was going to be a layup for Oklahoma State. Houston the following week, Cincinnati, Texas Tech, Kansas, Kansas State, UCF, and Iowa State. It's not a brutal schedule by Big 12 standards, but, I mean, Kansas State fans are finally looking at this and saying, hey, there's a win for us maybe. You never know. That's got to be where K-State fans are at right now. You can't take anything for granted on this schedule if you're an Oklahoma State fan and if you're Mike Gundy. That's how bad this is. So I don't know where they possibly go from here. I'm going through some of your comments and trying to see what you guys are saying here. J-Rod says, I'm done watching OSU football with Gundy as the head coach. You know, it was really sad, actually, to see the crowd there at the end of that Tulsa game. Everybody had piled out. Everybody was gone. Wherever they were going, Eskimo Joe's or just going home, I don't know. But it was sad to see a stadium that empty without any juice in it, knowing that this could be the unofficial end of Mike Gundy's tenure at Oklahoma State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
And you know what? For 98% of these guys, it never ends like you want it to. Probably 99%. Even those that leave on their own, like Nick Saban, you never leave at the mountaintop. I mean, Jim Harbaugh is like the only guy that did, but even he had the cheating scandal go along with it. So what was that really worth anyway? I don't know. But you've got to look at this situation right now and say to yourself, is it even fixable with Mike Gundy? And if it is, are you just trying to convince yourself it is because it's Mike Gundy? And there's no doubt he deserves some extra rope. He deserves some leeway because of who he is and because of what he's done with this program. But this is an untenable situation. And there's no obvious end to it. I mean, Gundy spent this offseason. He talked about it all offseason. I spent for the first time. I've got NIL money. I've got some guys in here. I'm paying players. And look at what he's doing. He's 1-2 with a loss to Tulsa and an embarrassment in Eugene, Oregon that, frankly, didn't even look like a team that should have been on the field with the Oregon Ducks. Cornelius suggests that they should change their name back to Oklahoma A&M. May not be the worst idea. Hey, we have just topped 1,000 live viewers for the first time in the history of this show. So thank you guys for being here. Whether you're on YouTube, on Facebook, or on X, on the podcast later on, watching back on YouTube, that is amazing. We have never done that in real time with 1,000 of you joining us live on the show. So thank you. We'll get thousands pouring in afterwards, but to have 1,000 of you watching live is tremendous, and we're glad you're here as always as a part of it. This is also embarrassing and a really bad moment for the Big 12. The Big 12 has had some bad non-conference losses that we've talked a lot about the last few weeks, so I'm more annoyed at Oklahoma State because I'm ticked off for the Big 12 and the fact that it's another black eye for the league, which didn't need that right now. What I think we're seeing here, though, is unlike last year where the Big 12 was just a total mosh pit of really good teams and then a few bad ones at the bottom, this year is feeling like we're going to have a clear breakdown between competitive Big 12 teams, mediocre Big 12 teams, and some really bad Big 12 teams. That's what I think we're actually going to be looking at this year, which I didn't think was going to be the case. I thought it would be similar to last year. But I already see that breakdown happening at the top where I think we've got this tier one of some combination in no particular order of Iowa State, Texas Tech, Utah. If you want to throw in Baylor, Arizona State, and BYU, you could convince me of that. This middle tier that may look something like, hey, TCU could be in the top tier too. Houston, Kansas, Arizona. Maybe West Virginia's in there. And then you're looking at the bottom and you're saying, okay, Oklahoma State, Colorado, Kansas State, Cincinnati, something like that is where I think this thing is breaking down, tier one, tier two, tier three. And that for the Big 12 is clearly starting to play out based on how you're seeing these teams play in their first four games. So this is as bad as it gets. It is the absolute low point of Mike Gundy's two decades as head coach with Oklahoma State, and I don't see it being recoverable from here. There's no way that this team is now going to go compete in the Big 12 after this 1-2 start to conference play with an FCS win. They were shaky out of the gates a couple of years ago when they were trying those three quarterbacks. They had, you know, Gundy's kid. They had the guy who spent 7 years in college football, who, of course, Alan Bowman was there as well. And then they had the guy that transferred out here before this season in that three-man race. But you still felt good about the team. You had Ollie Gordon. The line was pretty good. Defense had some studs on it. There's nothing there right now for Oklahoma State. So, no, I know some of you are commenting they're going to fire him midseason. I don't think they are. I don't think they can. But they will play out the string with them. Everyone's going to realize this is the end, and then they're going to figure out an easy way to get out of this thing. That's where I see this playing out. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. It is great to have you here on the show. Michael says, don't be shocked if BYU and UCF take non-conference losses tomorrow. Okay, well, first off, I agree with UCF. I am on UNC plus 7 against UCF. That line doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I hope UCF wins. I don't think UCF is worthy of being plus or minus 7 in any game right now. Colorado, I think, could be in some trouble. I'm on Wyoming plus 13.5. BYU, I'm on minus 6.5. I think that BYU defense is nasty. I like Bear Bachmeyer at quarterback, so I actually think BYU is going to be okay. I just think that defense is going to be tremendous. But I agree with you, Michael. I mean, they could have a couple of ugly non-conference losses tomorrow, and I hope that that is not the case. So we are thrilled that you are here. We are setting right now record numbers for live viewers pouring into the show in real time, and all you have to do is share the show with a friend. I actually took my two daughters to watch some high school football in the Kansas City area, and I'm walking up. This was right before the game kicked off. And I'm, you know, talking to one of the girls, and this guy says, "Hey, love the Heartland College Sports Show." So we talked a little bit. He's a KU guy, and we had a great conversation. He says he's been watching the YouTube show for years, and we talked a little ball in between me trying to teach my 6-year-old and my 4-year-old what's going on the high school football field tonight. So I got it all. I got the high school ball. I met Heartland College Sports listeners. I came home, and I watched Oklahoma State blow a terrible game against Tulsa. So that's how my night went. All I ask you to do is like the video, subscribe to the show, share it with a friend or two, because we are bringing you, I believe, biasedly, the best Big 12 content out there. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Our next show will be Sunday for the Week 4 reaction show. Do not miss it. We appreciate you being here, and we'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.